When you live in the middle of the country, you don't have to be told that summer is tornado season. Commentator Harriet Brown is a transplanted Northeasterner, and for her, tornado season has taken a little getting used to.
When I moved from New York to Wisconsin, the only tornado I'd ever seen was on screen in The Wizard of Oz. So I knew that when a funnel cloud came your way, you were supposed to run for the basement or wind up over the rainbow, a place I was in no hurry to visit. Summer is tornado season in the Midwest, a fact I came to understand one afternoon shortly after arriving. I was in the car with the radio on and no idea of where I was, which might explain why I didn't notice the sky turning green. I did notice the emergency broadcast signal and turned up the radio in time to hear the announcer say, "A funnel cloud has been spotted at the corner of Fish Hatchery and the Beltline." Where was I, anyway? I looked up and saw a pair of crisscross street signs reading Fish Hatchery and the Beltline. It was like that moment in a horror movie when the heroine realizes that the bad guy is actually in the house with her and she has to make a run for it. I pulled into the first parking lot I saw and sprinted for the building. Two guys in grease-streaked overalls were head down under a car hood. "There's a tornado!" I shouted. "Where's your basement?" The guys stared as if I were speaking in tongues. Finally, one of them drawled, "You can get in the grease pit if you want, lady." That's how I found myself standing in the grease pit at a Jiffy Lube, watching cars roll in and out overhead, wondering how long a tornado lasted, and how you knew when it was okay to come out, and who were these people getting lube jobs in the middle of a weather emergency. They are Midwesterners, it turns out, and they fall into two categories when it comes to tornadoes: macho and death wish. The macho ones look up at a sky the color of a zombie's face and say, "Looks like we're getting a little weather." Then they go for a jog. The death wishers hop in the car and chase the pulsing yellow squares and red triangles on the radar map, hoping to see an F4 tornado up close and personal. My dream, as a girl who grew up in New Jersey, is to see it on TV. I developed something of a tornado phobia for a while, running for cover every time a car alarm sounded. Then, in a single day in August 2005, 27 twisters ripped through the state, taking out most of a small town near Madison and destroying dozens of houses in a blitz later known as the Wisconsin Tornado Outbreak. Amazingly, only one person died, 54-year-old Harold Orlovsky, who was heading for the basement when the chimney collapsed on him. Poor Mr. Orlovsky and the 27 twisters cured my phobia and helped me understand Midwesterners. Because if running for the basement can't keep you safe, then nothing can. And in that case, you might as well stand outside under the pea-green sky, watching the trees bend and the lawn furniture lift off. You might as well keep driving, at least until you find yourself in Kansas.
Harriet Brown lives in Madison, Wisconsin, with her husband and two daughters. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.